Good day. This is Police Commissioner Rodney F. Corot, Sr. Back in April of this year, I released a statement reference to replica firearms, including air guns, pellet or other, and the dangers of possessing them, especially in any public setting. Just last week, a 13-year-old boy was shot and killed by police stateside because of what the boy was carrying and what he did when confronted by officers. The item he was carrying so much looked like an AK-47 assault rifle, which is capable of discharging numerous body armor-piercing rounds in a short time, that when confronted by police and turning the way he did, resulting in the officers taking action as they were trained, resulting in the boy's death. Here in the Virgin Islands just this past weekend, individuals were found to be in possession of two replica firearms and a real firearm, dressed in Halloween costumes. This was a recipe for disaster and a possible replay of what occurred in the States recently. The perpetrator with the real firearm was arrested and charged with possession of an unlicensed firearm, and the replica firearms of an AK-47 assault rifle and handgun were confiscated by police. If it were not for the officers' training and tolerance, this scenario too could have turned out much differently. Officers are not trained to ask any individual if what they are carrying is real or not. They are trained to stop the threat, no matter the age of the person in question. A 10-year-old with a firearm is just as dangerous as a 50-year-old with a firearm. Any person holding what appears to be a firearm and brandishes it in what an officer deems as a threatening manner will in most instances result in that officer or officers taking necessary action that could result in serious injury or death of that person. Manufacturers are making pellet guns and paint guns to resemble as close as possible almost all makes and models of real firearms, handguns, and long guns. This is a nightmare for law enforcement personnel and should also be a serious concern for parents, friends, and family who purchase them as a gift for especially our youth. I'm asking each of you to be aware of the possible ramifications of having one of these imitation type firearms, pellet gun or other. It would be in everyone's best interest not to allow minors, or adults for that matter, to brandish these items as if they were actual firearms in any public or private setting. An officer called to investigate a reported brandishing of a firearm is going to take whatever action he or she deemed necessary for their safety and the safety of our citizens as per training protocol. The same can happen if a licensed firearm owner is accosted by someone brandishing what he or she believes to be a firearm. Their actions could be justified and deadly. Please rethink purchasing these imitation firearms, pellet guns or other, for your loved ones, family, or friends. The decision not to make that purchase would be in the best interests of all.